Hey, what is up? It's Sam Crowley. Listen, it's Throwback Thursday, so I'm going to throw back the old Every Day is Saturday jingle for those of you old school EDIS Nation. Here you go. Let's get this party started.
Fired up.
Every day is indeed Saturday. Thank you, Chris Lambert. Those of you that are, like I said, if you're old school, that's a throwback jingle we had back in the day. Launched it at the end of 2007. Chris Lambert, listener of the show, sent that jingle to me as a kind of a gift for the podcast, motivating him, inspiring him to get after it. So there you go. It's Throwback Thursday, May 10th, 2018. It's Sam Crowley, your humble host of the All Things Entrepreneurial for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. By the way, that happens to be the name of our free Facebook group where everybody is singing from the mountaintop about making every day a Saturday. So check it out on Facebook. It's Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. You can check it out right now on your phone while you're listening. Or just go to everydaysaturday.com/FB, as in Facebook, FB group. everydaysaturday.com/FB group. Would love to have you in there. All the sizzling excitement. Did a Facebook Live the other night in there talking about dreams and the five lessons I learned along the way to going for that said dream. So, hey, let's get after it. Belief, 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 man. Oh, my gosh. Do you even believe that what you want, that what you desire is possible? Do you even believe that? See, at first you got to believe it, and then you see it. As we talked about last week on the show, I mentioned it ain't that seeing is believing. You're seeing is believing. No. Believing is seeing. It's wild, man. I'm looking outside my window right now. All these trees. It's just, we have these huge trees on our lot. And I'm imagining that tree as being somebody's dream. And if that tree, like this tree's got to be, or our house is 200 years old, so the tree's been on the lot since it was built. This tree has got to be, I don't even know, hundreds of feet high. Okay, it's huge. Like literally imagine the biggest tree you've ever seen besides like a redwood tree. And this is, it's huge. It, and by the way, all the leaves that it puts out in the fall, not cool. But anyway, I digress. This huge tree, if this tree that I'm looking at in my backyard stands hundreds of feet high, had the belief of most people, it wouldn't grow past 10 feet. It would just stop. Say, I can't get past that. That's most people. Their dreams stop at 10 feet, when in fact, you've got hundreds of feet more higher to go, thousands, if you just allow yourself to get there. But you're saying, oh, no, Sammy boy, you don't get my story. See, I've got a story for you. I've got a lack of, can I fill in the blanks for you? I've got a lack of money. That's always number one. I've got a lack of time. You don't know my schedule, Sam. I've got to sleep in, and then I've got to have breakfast, and then I got to watch mindless television, or I don't even do that. See, I cut out television, so I'm so uber successful. I've changed my life. You know what I do now? I scroll my phone, man. I get on Facebook and I whoop it up about politics, and then I'll click some clickbait and take a quiz. Man, you ever take one of those Facebook quizzes? Woo, we're cooking with gas now, homie. And then I'm going to get on Twitter and start a few fights over there. And then I'm going to check out YouTube and see what Kim Kardashian's doing and check out a makeup tutorial. Hell, you might be checking out a makeup tutorial too. Who knows? All of that. That's why I don't have time. And then I got to get in the shower. I got to get dressed for my day. Ain't no way I'm getting to the gym now, man, after all that time I spent on my phone. Hell to the no. And then I'm going to go to my J-O-B, the Journey of the Broke, jump out of bed to just over broke, and I'm going to hang out at the water cooler, talk to my homies there for a little bit. We're going to talk about the boss and how he's keeping us down. And then we'll talk about how the paycheck sucks and we haven't got a raise in forever, even though we control all of that ourselves and we can walk away at any time. and then I'm going to drive home, get stuck in traffic. Hey, did I mention traffic? Woo! Don't even get me started on that, man. I'm 30, 45 minutes in the car. All these people weaving in and out, and it was an accident. There's always an accident, seems to be the path I take. I ain't taking a different path ever, because that's kind of a metaphor for my life. I'm never taking a different path ever. And so I'm just going to take this same old road to work and take the same amount of time, never try anything new. And when I get home, man, break out the Doritos with ranch. Hey, yeah. And then we're going to maybe in the summertime cook out and load on that extra mayonnaise, and I'm going to get myself or a pizza. Oh, do I got pizza coupons for you, Sam? I'm going to get into that carb coma, and ain't nothing less than a nuclear bomb going to wake my ass up because I am out like a dead animal. And then I'm off to bed. That's why I can't get ahead in life. That's why my tree ain't growing past 10 feet. Sound familiar? Does any of that sound familiar? That was me. Well, that was my day. I mean, I just described to you my day back in my 20s and then into my 30s. And then I said, you know, here's what's going to happen. I am no longer going to rely on this excuse that I have a lack of resources in my life. I am going to say this. Rather than having a lack of resources, I have a lack of resourcefulness in my life. Ooh, can I preach? Can I preach? Here we go. Tap, tap, tap. Is this thing on? Enters the pulpit. Can I preach? It's a lack of resourcefulness. It's not a lack of resources. You don't have any money? Welcome to the club, man. Everybody's got that problem. But you don't. You know what you really got? You got a lack of resourcefulness. Let me give you an example. Can I just give an example? Sam, give me an example. Yeah. Cool. Here's the deal. Back in the day, the one thing I had was a pretty good credit score, 720 or so, you know, because I had the J-O-B, paid my bills on time, and people, creditors, like the J-O-B because you're a slave, man. They know you ain't leaving. You always got that steady biweekly check getting direct deposited, so, you know, you got that going for you. Whoop, whoop. So I had the J-O-B, I had the steady paycheck, and I had a 720 credit score. So on my credit cards, I noticed these convenience checks. One of them I got from Discover. I've told the story 1,000 times how I bought my first duplex with a Discover card. Bought my first property on a credit card. Woohoo! Crazy. Everybody thought I was crazy. And I was. I didn't think like anybody else anymore. But then I started thinking, damn. That's spelled D-A-Y-U-M, by the way. I thought, damn. If Discover is going to send me credit card convenience checks, I wonder if my Visa and MasterCards and all these other pieces of plastic just taking up space in my wallet, I wonder if I can call them up and get credit card convenience checks. And lo and behold, that was my resourcefulness. I didn't have big credit lines, but I called and got them extended. I remember my credit limit was not $20,000. It was like $2,500. And I called him up and asked for 50 grand. I said, hey, yeah, I want to raise my limit. Oh, okay, sir. What would you like to? 50 grand. Silence. Awkwardness. First person to speak loses. It's like, 50,000. I'm like, yep, you got it. Let's do it, all right? She's like, yeah, I don't think so. However, because you are you've been a valued Discover Card customer, how about 20,000? I'm like, sweet, let's do it. Beats 2,500, just got a 17.5 raise, whoop, whoop. And so I did it with everybody I called. And I got those convenience checks sent to me. What did I use them for? That was my resourcefulness. I invested in myself. I bought personal coaching. Went to events. I bought, you know, software, website stuff, things like that that I needed. Yeah, sure, I paid 20% interest because not all those convenience checks were low interest rate. But to me, the cost of money didn't matter. The fact that I had access to it, the cost of credit didn't matter, rather. The fact that I had access to it was all I needed to know. Because if you're going to string this thing out for the next 7 years, yeah, you're going to pay a lot of interest. But if you're stringing out the next 7 months, eh, not so much. I mean, what's 18% interest? A point and a half a month? That's really what it is. Look, if I'm doing this math wrong, let me know. But if you're going to put 10 grand on a credit card over the course at 18% interest, what's that? $1,800 over the course of the next 12 months, which is $1,000 or $1,500 a month or so. I don't know. You get access to 10 grand though, not 15. You get access. It's 150. You get access to 10 grand. Okay. 18% of 10 grand is $1,800 over the course of a year. a year, $1,800 in interest you're going to pay. So that is about $130, $150 a month. I got no calculator in front of me. Shocker. So would you pay $150 a month for 7 months to get access to $10,000 right now? Have you even looked at sites like Kabbage, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, for a floating line of credit? Have you ever gone to your bank and asked for a credit line? Thank you, ambulance, for driving by, if you can hear that in the background, siren. Have you ever called your credit card company and asked for convenience checks and not really worried about the percentage rate? Because if you're more focused on moving forward, broke people look at the percentage. And look, disclaimer, okay, don't use credit if you don't know what you're doing. I'm just giving you how I did it, all right? I'm not a financial planner. I just know how to create momentum with stuff. Because if you're going to get, here's what I know. The minute you send me those convenience checks, I'm on the clock. I literally could start my stopwatch on my iPhone and say, all right, I'm on the clock. Great. 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 2 days, 5 days, 7 days. That's real time ticking. And when you start valuing time because you wrote a check to yourself or some other place to get some stuff done, and you start that clock, now you start to value time. That's the kick in the ass that you need. Or you don't do it. You don't go after resources, okay, and become resourceful. You don't go get coaching. You don't flip stuff on Craigslist, eBay, and go to Goodwill and go to garage sales and flip that stuff and put an extra $500 to $1,000 easy in your bank account. You just sit around and mope and dope like everybody else out there. That's not acceptable. It's just not acceptable. You know, it's just not. The two main excuses most people don't, the reason they use for not having what they need is money and time. That's it. Money and time. You can go get more of it. Well, they're not making any more time, but boy, can you steal more time in your day. You get 168 hours in the week. 168 hours in the week. Come on, man. You're telling me you can't find 30 in there? 30 hours in that week? 4 hours a day that you're wasting? I can. I can find it in your day. How about two? Okay, I can't find four. How about two? How about 2 hours a week? That's it. I mean, come on. I mean, 2 hours a day. Come on. That's 14 hours a week. Times four. What's that? Close to 60? My college dropout math tells me. Come on. What's that? 56 hours a week that you could steal to dedicate to your dream? Yeah, now we're talking. Let's round it up to 60 times 4 weeks in a month is 240 hours a month that you can find to be resourceful. Yeah, I'm starting to see it, man. Are you starting to see it? You starting to see how that tree goes from 10 feet to 100 feet high real quick? And if you don't have good credit, fix it. Fix it. Everything's fixable. I fixed my credit from 640 to 740. I did a podcast on this a couple years ago, a YouTube video on it a couple years ago. I mean, come on, man. You can do it. Absolutely, you can do it. Just become resourceful. Have you even looked in? Okay, here comes the plug. Wait for it. Have you even looked into the Momentum Club? Have you gone to our Facebook group, checked out the Facebook Live video that I did? I've got a Momentum Club that I launched 6 months ago and then closed it, and now we're reopening it. With the Momentum Club monthly, you also get access at absolutely no charge, free. My Every Day is Saturday Academy. My Every Day is Saturday Academy. Here's what I'm going to do. All right, I want you to take action. I'm not even going to give you a link to a sales page. I want you to send me an email. Put Momentum in the email, and I'm going to send you a special link with an unannounced bonus just for being a only. I'm not even doing this anywhere else. Didn't mention this on the Facebook Live. This is only for podcast listeners. If you're not currently a member of the Momentum Club, you got to get in there. I'm doing a live training tomorrow. Every Friday, I'm in there doing a one-hour minimum live training with my partner in crime, Sam Kaplan. And it's Samantha. It's a Sam and Sam training every Friday live. That's four group coaching calls a month. That's close to 50. Well, geez, that is 52 because we do it every week. 52 group coaching calls inside of Momentum Club. And I'm in there every day. After I stop this podcast, I go into the Momentum Club and I do a behind the scenes. This is what I did not share on the podcast. Even more value in there and answering questions and everybody else. I'm your cheerleader in there. And you get access to the Every Day of Saturday Academy, $500 it sold for, $500, access to it, cancel anytime, it doesn't even matter, keep the Every Day of Saturday Academy, 4 weeks of amazing training, everything I learned to make an Every Day of Saturday, all right? Are you going to send me an email and put Momentum in the subject line and get a personal response from me, or are you going to go about that day that I just described a few minutes ago that everybody else is doing? Isn't it time to give yourself permission to play big? Isn't it time to create massive momentum in your life? Yes, of course it is. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. I'm giving you permission to email me, and it's not going into my spam folder, and it's not getting filtered by my assistant. I'm responding with the unannounced offer bonus just for you. Sam, how much is it's got to be $1,000, $2,000. $97. What? $97 a month to be inside the Momentum Club and keep the Every Day is Saturday course at absolutely no charge. And cancel any time, man. Don't worry about it. All right? I'm going to send you the link to – there's so much more. There's merchandise. There's T-shirts and mugs you get for free as being part of the Momentum Club. All the other great benefits. 2 live tickets for absolutely no charge to my next event, my next live event. 2 tickets for free. I'm going to send you the link. The special offer only for podcast listeners. If you can simply get on your phone right now and get in your email and send an email to sam@everydayissaturday.com and put momentum in the subject line. Hey, if you want to, you know, send me a pic or say hello and say I'm a listener of the podcast, feel free to share a little bit about yourself. I mean, you don't just have to put momentum in the subject line. I mean, it's not like I wouldn't want to know who's listening to the show. I love that. I love engaging with my listeners. I love it. I'm the only guy on iTunes that actually responds to every single DM I get on Instagram with a video. And I'll respond to that email. Just do it. I want to blow this club up, man. I want you in there. I want to be your number one cheerleader, man. I want the pom-poms going. I want to be cheering you on and get you going. Can we do that? Email me, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Woo! Let's get your tree, man, from 10 feet to 1,000 feet high. I'm with you. I'm going to cheer you on every freaking day. Can I do that? Can I do that? Would you allow me to do that? Sweet. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.